High pressure will remain in control of our weather today, but as it moves off to the east, a warm and increasingly humid air mass will reside over the region. An upper-level disturbance over the mid-Atlantic states is throwing some mid- and high-level clouds far enough north to impact the region throughout the day by hazing up the sunshine a bit. Other than that film of high thin clouds, it'll remain mostly sunny and quite warm today with highs in the low to mid-80s, with heat indices approaching 90 degrees in spots when you factor in that humidity. As the upper-level disturbance to the south begins to move into the ridge along the eastern seaboard, it'll begin to shear out, and there may be just enough lift to pop up a few scattered showers overnight, but mainly south of the immediate capital district. Otherwise, we'll just see an increasing amount of cloudiness overnight, with lows remaining quite mild and rather muggy, with temperatures only falling back to the mid and upper 60s. A warm front will lift through tomorrow with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms before we slide into the warm sector tomorrow night, giving us a break in the action, at least until the cold front passes through the region on Wednesday, with a better chance for showers and thunderstorms. Severe weather doesn't look very likely at the Mo, but with plenty of moisture in the atmosphere to work with, some of the showers and thunderstorms could contain some very heavy rain on Wednesday. Most, if not all, of the rest of the week looks rather quiet weather-wise, with some sun and seasonable highs in the low to mid-80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there's a slight risk of severe storms across portions of the Midwest and South Central Plains, a marginal risk of severe storms from the Southern High Plains to the Upper Great Lakes. There's a marginal risk of severe storms across the Mid-Atlantic states and a marginal risk of severe storms across the Florida Peninsula and the southeastern states. Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible mainly this afternoon and evening in parts of the Midwest and South Central Plains, in addition to areas including the Florida Peninsula and Mid-Atlantic states, as a semi-progressive large-scale pattern will exist, particularly over the northern half of the continental U.S., highlighted by an amplifying upper trough over northern Ontario and the adjacent upper Midwest and upper Great Lakes area. An extensive southeastward moving cold front across the upper Midwest and upper Great Lakes, Missouri Valley, and South Central Plains will be the general focus for thunderstorm development, particularly into this afternoon and evening. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low Sunday morning of 43 degrees at Mount Washington, New Hampshire, to a high Sunday afternoon of 119 degrees at Death Valley, California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 80s, a light south wind becoming southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour in the morning. In Boston, sunny with a high in the mid-80s, a light and variable wind becoming southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour in the afternoon. And in Buffalo, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny with a high in the low 80s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 97 set in 1886. Normal minimum temperature is 61 degrees with a record of 47 set in 1961. Sunrise and sunset data for today, July the 6th. Sunrise at 5:24 a.m. Sunset will come at 8:36 p.m. For July 7th, tomorrow, sunrise at 5:24 a.m. and sunset also at 8:36 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Patchy fog this morning, otherwise sunny and hot with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny, hot, and muggy with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy and warmer. It'll be humid with lows only in the upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny and muggy today with highs in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, becoming humid with lows in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny, hot, and muggy with highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, warm, and muggy with lows in the lower 60s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Patchy fog this morning, mostly sunny and hot the rest of the day. Highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, warm, and quite muggy with lows only near 70 degrees. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the low to mid-80s. Wednesday, more scattered showers and storms, highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Thursday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid and upper 70s to near 80 degrees. Friday, mostly sunny and warmer, highs in the low to mid-80s. And Saturday, mostly sunny and warm with highs in the low to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.